Broadcasting live from the beautiful Venetian and Sands Expo Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. For Collaborate 14 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
Lee Cantor and Stone Payton here at the beautiful Palazzo Venetian Sands Expo. Stone, how are you doing?
I am doing well. This is so much fun. We've had a great time already this morning talking to a lot of folks who are just very passionate, very, very involved in what they're doing. And I learned a lot in the last little while. How about you?
I have learned a lot, too. And I'm excited. This is our first person from Oracle today.
Yes,
you
it
know,
is.
We're going to visit with a bunch of them, but this is our first.
Yes, please join to the broadcast, Mr. Mohanad Obaidat.
Yeah.
How do we do?
That was great. That was excellent.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thank you for having me.
Now, without Oracle, this show wouldn't even be here. So you guys
right.
are the center of the universe.
Happy to be the first person here today.
Yeah, the whole opera falls apart without you, man. So tell us about this EBS extensions for Endeca, because I don't know that Lee's completely caught up on all this.
Right, right. So this is a relatively new product. It's 1 year old right now, which is something we're really happy about. It's basically a new paradigm of using eBusiness Suite. We introduced this information discovery concept within eBusiness Suite across a whole bunch of different modules. And it's been available for about a year now. We are building version 5 as we speak. And version 4 is already out there with 17 different modules.
So now, was Endeca, was that another company that Oracle purchased? And then now you're integrating it?
That's exactly right. So basically, Endeca is a technology that Oracle acquired in 2011 in November. 1 year to that date, we integrated that with eBusiness Suite across 7 different modules. And we have been just keep going since then, adding more modules every 3 to 6 months.
That's what
and
makes it fun to
yeah.
work for Oracle, right?
Yeah.
You guys acquire something, now it becomes your problem to make it all work,
exactly.
work together, right?
Exactly. But it's a lovely problem to have. I've been with Oracle for 14 years, and
wow.
I can say this is one of the most exciting projects I've worked on.
So what makes this so exciting?
I mean, partly the brand new technology, cutting edge, new, completely new different way of interacting with an enterprise system using this concept called information discovery. At the same time, you have a lot of energized set of people, resources, working with you across every single continent in the world. So as you know, it's a global organization, global development team, and we really have people from all the way from China through the US and every country in between working with us on this module.
So what is that like, trying to have conversations with and genuinely serve people so far away in some cases and across so many cultures? Speak to that a little bit, if you will.
Well, I mean, it's definitely challenging, but at the same time, it's interesting. I mean, first of all, you get a lot of travel, which is always great. So last year, I've covered pretty much like 4 or 5 different continents. I actually been to 5 continents in 5 weeks.
Wow.
Between November, October, and November.
That's your personal best,
right?
5 continents.
Yeah,
in 5
that
weeks.
Was like, I don't think I'll ever beat that record again. So that was great. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely great to work with talented people, passionate about what they're doing, mm-hmm. from whatever country they happen to be based out of. It's a little bit challenging in terms of scheduling meetings, training events.
So you're like up in the middle of the night sometimes,
right,
in order to facilitate
right.
some of those meetings?
Right. I mean, the most common question I get is not how do I integrate with this, is when do you get some sleep? Because we see emails from you at every
hour
of the
right?
day. So, yeah, exactly.
So 14 years you've been at this.
Right. I've been with Oracle for 14 years, all of it in eBusiness Suite. I've done a lot of
wow.
different areas within eBusiness Suite and now on the eBusiness Suite extensions part.
So now, from the Endeca point of view, when you guys acquire a company like that, how does that get integrated into the Oracle culture, and how do you get those people that were involved with Endeca kind of all part of the Oracle team?
Right, right. So it definitely takes a lot of work. Oracle is really a master at this. You guys have seen like Oracle buying on a buying spree, I don't know, for a long time
right.
now with
yeah.
billions of dollars, a lot of acquisitions. Basically, first thing is getting excited about what we're doing, about the technology itself, making the new team basically feel part of the big Oracle family,
right.
and integrating a technology like this within eBusiness Suite, which is a product that's been around for decades, gives more validation, credibility, makes these guys feel involved.
And now they're part of something
from the get-go. Right.
Huge now.
Exactly.
Right? That's worldwide.
Exactly. And, you know, eBusiness Suite has tens of thousands of customers. So it's a huge customer base
right.
to bring this new technology, new innovation into. So that motivates people, gets them to be part of this big family, big culture.
Now, what kind of challenges are there when your client sees, oh, they just got Endeca, now they're going to, you know, I got to upgrade, I got to get into version 5 now. How does that work, kind of rolling it out into the end user?
Right. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that we have to be aware of, right, conscious about. Because customers, as much as they like to hear that we're innovating on a continuous basis, they're always a little bit cautious about upgrading.
Well, because they're like, right? Look, I like the other version. Right,
right. Right.
And
right.
you're wanting them to go to the new version.
Right, exactly. I mean, what we're doing here is we really are innovating at a very fast pace.
Right.
We've released 4 versions in 4 different quarters, which is something very kind of like unheard of in enterprise software.
Yeah.
Very fast cycle. But what we're doing is we're building on top of the base that we've already released. So we're not radically making changes to the technology. Instead, we're progressing the technology and progressing the content that comes from EBS on top of the technology. So it's a progress that the customer is happy to see instead of being cautious about.
But aren't
the
they always
part.
On like this perpetual learning curve? They're always got to learn how to maximize the usage of it?
Right. That's a very good question, actually. If you look at the technology, it gives you your typical e-commerce experience that you have on the web today. Like if I go to Amazon, mm-hmm. I'm shopping for a product, you really don't need a training class, right,
right,
to use Amazon. That's the concept that we introduced within eBusiness Suite. So you're like shopping for your data using this new technology for information discovery from Endeca. So it doesn't really take any training, any official training. It's actually something that would make it much easier to onboard your
right. It seems
your
very
users.
Intuitive.
Very intuitive. Just like Google, you have one search box at the top of the screen. Anything you remember about your data, whether it's your customer name, the customer address, the phone number, whatever you remember, you just type that in. The system will guide you, will show you where that data happens to happen in the system. You can start filtering, navigating, identifying, prioritizing, and then taking an action on the data. So it's very intuitive.
So the relationship with OAUG, speak to that a little bit, if you will.
So, I mean, definitely very happy always to be part of OAUG. The greatest thing about our job is to come and meet customers.
Right.
I'm part of the development team, so really, you know, sitting between...
Well, this is where the rubber hits the road, right? This is
exactly.
where all the customers are in one big pile here for you.
Exactly. And the nice thing about it is, you know, the customers see the passion in our eyes when we talk about the product.
Right.
It's a brand new innovation. We're all happy about it, happy to be part of it.
And you're excited to share
it.
We're
excited to share it, and they see that excitement. And they give us excellent feedback. A lot of customers have basically, you know, expanded their footprint since they've licensed the product. So we're really happy about the reception.
So now when you're here at OAUG, you're doing education seminars, you're doing things like that, and they can ask you questions and they have maybe specific problems that you can help them with?
Exactly. That's exactly right. So we have multiple sessions. We talk about high level and then we also go deep into details. We have a demo pod. People can stop by, see live action, the software in live action. And then at the same time, we have Meet the Expert session on Thursday where people can come in and ask us.
Are you the expert?
Yeah, I'm the expert and a gentleman
you can tell
sitting
him,
out
I
there.
I knew he was an expert as he was walking into the studio.
They must grab you. Hey, come into my booth. I got a problem.
Exactly.
Fix
exactly.
this.
Exactly.
So I got to know, what's next for you in the coming months? You going to cash out and go fishing, or you still got a little bit of steam left?
Waiting for the stock to hit like 45 right. and that's it. I'm done.
That's it. You're out.
Right. So, yeah, we're adding more. Footprint. We're coming up with a new release. We're adding more advances in terms of the technological capabilities within the software. Very happy about some of the new stuff that's going to come out in V5.
And then if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the best way to get a hold of you get a hold of...
Yeah, I mean, definitely get a hold of me. The other thing that we've done is we created an eBusiness Suite channel, uh-huh. demo channel on YouTube. It's
oh,
called
cool.
Oracle EBS Demos. Or you can search by EBS Endeca, EBS Space Endeca. You'll find a ton of videos that talk about the extensions for every different module that we've implemented so far.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to keep up with your progress, man. This has been a lot of fun. You you got to get out of your shell a little bit.
A little passionate, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you've made this conversation an absolute blast, and you're welcome back anytime, man.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. Thank you, guys.
All right. We'll be back in a few from the show floor of Collaborate 2014.